There were about 600 people in attendance at the summit, and they listened to a multitude of speeches. One that was the most strident was this. Here's a short sample and a follow-up interview with Larry Cohen, who's the president of the Communication Workers of America. I think you're going to hear some surprising things in this clip.
And so there's no Democrats. Don't blame us that we need to get 50 Republicans to vote with 170 Democrats to stop the worst trade deal ever, because that's what we're going to do. Yeah! And so here in Iowa, we need to use that as one example of what we do for the next 9 months. As we say to candidates, knock on our door, that's great. We're honored you would come to our house. We're honored to share a meal with you if that's what happens. But much more importantly is, what are you going to do? We're watching your feet. It's time for action. We're ready to stand up and fight back. We know that as working class families, we're under attack. And we know what we do when we're under attack. We do stand up. And we do fight back, and together here in Iowa and across the country, we can win. Thank you, Iowa.
That was Larry Cohen. He's the president of the Communication Workers of America, giving an impassioned speech this past Saturday to the Working Families Summit that was held in Ames. We caught up with Larry following his speech and asked him some particular questions about TPP and more. We had Ken Sager on the program not very long ago talking about his opposition to TTP. Many of the business organizations that we're affiliated with support TTP. And it's been an issue there. The unions are saying, no, we don't trust this. We don't trust this president to make the right decision. You so much as said that you're willing to work with individuals on both parties to see that this is stopped. Yeah. Why is this so important and so critical to you?
So first of all, it's the size of the Trans-Pacific Partnership, with basically more than a third of the world economy tied into it. Secondly, it's Vietnam, with 90 million people, 75-cent an hour wage, a command economy, to put it nicely, where everything's controlled. And sadly, large multinational corporations prefer to invest in places like that, where their profits are guaranteed. And secondly, in the TPP, they have what's called investor-state dispute settlement, and they literally guarantee the profits. So if Vietnam had a government that reformed, that pushed for higher wages or workers' rights or environmental regulation, a multinational would be able to sue that they've now done things legislatively that compromise the future profits that they invested for. And that started with NAFTA. The opposition to that is rising all over the world. And yet that is a cornerstone of TPP.
When we talked about NAFTA, the president that ushered NAFTA in was Bill Clinton.
Yep.
And his wife is now running for president. Yep. You were very pointed in your remarks saying when it comes to TPP, people need to ask Hillary Clinton where she stands on this. Other candidates have voiced their opposition. What do you expect you'll hear from Hillary?
Well, I think you're going to get avoidance. The question is, she's very smart, and in her book, Hard Choices, she talks about investor-state dispute settlement being problematic. She said as much recently, but, you know, we're really asking her. I'm asking her. This is a time when you can really make a difference. Leadership is tough, even as president. You don't always get many opportunities, as President Obama would tell us, because you're dealing with the Congress, courts, and other factors. This is a time where if she speaks out now, she could tip the balance in saying, this fast track is not what we need. We need to rethink what's fair trade for the 21st century.
Larry Cohen from the Communication Workers of America, thank you for your time.
Okay, my pleasure.
Cohen brings to the conversation the relationship between business and unions, which prompted this very short conversation with our regular contributor, Desmond Adams, who was also at the event this past Saturday.
At the Working Families Summit in Ames, we ran into our regular contributor, Desmond Adams, who is a successful businessman in his own right, and he is in Ames visiting with people from the Iowa Workers Summit. We're surprised to see you here. Desmond, good to see you, but why did you come to Ames today?
Well, Michael, first of all, thanks for having me for a moment. As a business person, and business is driven by workers, we're at the front lines of that discussion, and I want to hear those perspectives as a business leader.
Now, there's a lot of folks here, Desmond, that are from labor unions. AFL-CIO is here, Communication Workers of America is here. Lots of folks that are involved in organized labor. Can business and organized labor work together, you think, or is this mutually exclusive?
Absolutely, business and labor can work together. The flattest pancake has two sides, and they both need each other in order to move forward. So it becomes a case of finding those issues that they are in alignment with and driving those issues, and the issues that they are not necessarily in alignment with, seeing how we can soften those sides.
So did you learn much here?
Absolutely. I learned a tremendous amount about fast-tracking TPP. A tremendous amount. That was a great education. I look forward to learning even more as I move forward and learn more about it.
Thank you so much, Desmond.
Thank you, Michael.
So Desmond Adams, our regular contributor, who will also be with us on Wednesday, was at the event.